from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Inside of the Big 12, TCU, Kansas State, Houston, teams that he has been studying more recently. We can go anywhere, but that is where his studies have been. We'll talk to Brett Ciancia. Magazine comes out in about a month. Very, very popular. Blake Ruffino, top of hour two, down in the boot. Down in Louisiana, we've got football always to talk about. Baseball, they are hosting a Super, which you already knew that. By the way, Hattiesburg got the nod over Knoxville, over Rocky Top. That's got people up here in a snit, whether it matters or not. I don't care where they play. Personally, matters not where they play, but I just can tell you folks are in a snit over that one. At least up here they are. And then Griff. Griff with us usually on Tuesdays. I believe he's on vacation. I got a text from Griff yesterday about the second the show ended. And he said, sorry, Bill. I'm out of touch right now, and I lost track of time. That's fine. So Griff will be with us this morning a little bit later in hour number three. 615-844-5600. That is the call-in slash text line. Use that one anytime. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Can't wait for the regionals to start on Friday. Yeah, they start Friday and Saturday. Some of them go Friday through Sunday. Some go Saturday through Monday. But I can't wait. 16 teams, 4 games each day, and I was just looking. The spreads are out on these baseball games. And just a little plug again. Starting tomorrow, which is the 8th, you'll hear me talking about Zen Sports. Z-E-N. Zen Sports. They have applied and received their license to have a company in Tennessee that has an app where you can go in and bet on various sports. This is the only state they have targeted so far, the state of Tennessee. And you'll hear me talking about that tomorrow. We have a Friday night get-together. They're coming into town. We're going to have a get-together at the Corner Pub if you happen to be around. Friday night at 7 o'clock. Downtown Nashville. It's just a couple of blocks from the Omni. I was talking to Music City Todd about it last night. But that's Friday night if you happen to be around. The spreads are out on these super regionals, and I'll give you these because it's not a long list. It's just 8 games, 4 each day, as we mentioned, Friday, Saturday. Virginia will host Duke. The school that, okay, here's what we have. The school that shot Elvis, along with the school where the deity used to coach. If you know this show, you know the background on those topics there. They shot Elvis versus where the deity used to be the coach. And Virginia is favored. These are just money lines right now, minus 165. Indiana State. The Sycamores, they're hosting TCU. And they're a slight underdog, plus 115. TCU eliminated Arkansas in Vietnam. They are impressive. They are raking right now. Florida in Hogtown, hosting South Carolina, minus 145. Duckies are hosting in Eugene, Oral Roberts, minus 140. They're favored. Tennessee on the road in Hattiesburg. And they're favored there, minus 130. LSU, minus 230. They're the biggest favorite in the first game against Kentucky. That's Paul Skeens. That is a Paul Skeens number, minus 230. And then Stanford and Palo Alto hosting Texas. That one's pretty even, but they got that one minus 120 for Stanford. So those are the supers that get everything started Friday and also on Saturday. Josh up in Picktown, Ohio. Bill, and this one is a fun one. Today, Bill, yes, today, 2 o'clock, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Southern Cal and Florida State, Bill. What do you think? That one gets me happy. I'm already happy, but that one gets me giddy. Okay? Doesn't take a lot. When it comes to college football, as much as they've tried to screw it up, and as much as they're going to try and screw it up, I still love the game. I'm like a dog. When it comes to college football, I'm like a dog. My love seemingly is unconditional. Now, there are a couple things that might happen that could change that. But as of right now, I might as well be your Labrador retriever when it comes to college football. Unconditional love, right? Southern Cal, Florida State today at 2 o'clock. We're talking, first of all, offensive firepower, right? We're talking Caleb Williams, Southern Cal, skill set players, Florida State, Jordan Travis, their skill set players, with new names like Keon Coleman and Jaheim Bell to add to what they already had, firepower-wise. What would happen? I'm going to favor Florida State. One reason, I think the offense is probably, you know, you could debate and fight over the two offenses and have a legit argument either way. Even though I might slightly favor Florida State, I will absolutely favor Florida State defensively. And their defensive front much deeper and better than Southern Cal. Now, Southern Cal did get Bear Alexander, who transferred from Georgia. That is a good addition, if he's right. And sometimes that's a question mark. But if he's right, that is a huge pickup, literally and figuratively, for Southern Cal. That does not make up the shortcoming they have, though, compared to the Florida State defense. Now, I know it's not offense on offense, defense on defense, but I think Florida State is more equipped to have some success in that game defensively than the Trojans, the prophylactic posse, would have. So I am favoring Florida State in this game today, Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you that the score is, it's not going to be crazy pointsy, but 35-28. Florida State wins that game today in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Yeah, that's the score. Now, we could go and watch it anyways just to see it, but I've already told you what the score is. I have the ability to tell you the score before it ever happens. Jeff in Ashland City. Bill, Virginia with their little pep band. We will never forget. Do you know the story? He shot Elvis. They shot Elvis thing, Virginia. Cosby Kateman. And I wish we had the audio clip. It's one of the funniest stories ever. Few years ago, he calls in. He said, Bill, it's 1991. It's Tennessee and Virginia in the Sugar Bowl. And I'm down there. My family, we go down for the game in New Orleans. I'm 16 years of age. We're sitting there. I'm ordering hurricanes. You got to be 21. I'm ordering hurricanes. I'm 16. Nobody ever says a thing. Nobody cards me. Nothing. I'm pounding hurricanes. Watching this Sugar Bowl, and at halftime, the Virginia band comes out, and they do a skit where at the end, Elvis gets shot and killed. Yes, Elvis. And he was really mad about it. No. It was kind of funny because he was complaining that although he was pounding the Hurricanes, happily apparently, he was disappointed that there wasn't more discipline there at the Superdome, in carding people. So even though he was happily getting the drinks as a 16-year-old, he says, they weren't even carding him. So he's pounding hurricanes, watching the Sugar Bowl. Got to remember, Tennessee did not play well for most of that game. Came back and won it, but it was kind of a crappy game. And Virginia had Terry Kirby and Chris Lade, superstar players, running back, defensive end. And anyways, Tennessee had Andy Kelly and those stars as well. But they did a skit, that little pep band of Virginia, that little bleep bird pep band does a skit where at the end they kill Elvis. I think they got a musket out and fake like they killed Elvis. So that's where the Elvis killers come. So anyways, just if you don't have complete background on the show, I know there's lots of words that are used where you're wondering, what does that mean, Bill? I get that all the time. Bill, what does that word mean? What does it refer to? Well, there's your explanation for the Elvis Killers, Virginia. Brett Ciancia when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, all in all, not too bad out here as far as interstate accidents. We've seen a couple of stalled vehicles with TDOT helping them out, starting to pick up with that traffic through Dixon County on I-40 eastbound as you come past 840 towards Kingston Springs, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin right now on 65 north. It all looks clear through that section of Williamson County. Plenty of radar out here this morning. Give yourself a little bit of extra time. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services by logging on to crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Just because you can't see it or smell it, radon gas is everywhere. Caused by natural radioactive decay, it is the leading cause of lung cancer in women, children, and non-smoking men. And with Davidson County Homes testing higher than the national average, now is the time for radon testing. Radon Radon Mitigation is Nashville's licensed and NRPP certified radon mitigation company who can test your home, install systems, and maintain continuous meters for daily readouts on their simple-to-use app. If you're buying or selling a home, save money on costly repairs and expensive inspections. Let Alex and his team at Radon Radon Mitigation make your home a clean air home. Give them a call today at 931-47-RADON. That's 931-477-2366. Or online at chooseradont.com. That's chooseradont.com.
Hey, I'm Alex with Radon Radon Mitigation. Proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves on WNSR.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show.
These are on True TV.
If you have Xfinity, just say True TV into your remote. It'll pop right up.
I tell my TV to do things, and it does.
Yeah, well, the things you ask your TV to do, I mean, you know.
Well, ever since I can't get Skinamax anymore.
Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Yancey checks in with us each and every Wednesday. Pick Six Previews is his work, and the magazine will be out soon. Brett, you said you've been working in the Big 12. I believe I saw your recent studies include TCU, Kansas State, and Houston.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And that's right, it's Big 12 week over here. Reviewed the two Big 12 championship teams, Kansas State and TCU, and one of the newcomers, Houston. So, a lot to look at with these three.
What stood out? Anything jump out at you?
Well, let's start with the champs with Kansas State. Really a run out of nowhere for a program that was once called Futility U. I mean, the worst college football program for 100 years. Bill Snyder, of course, fixed it in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. But credit Chris Klieman. He brought his formula down from North Dakota State. He won national titles there with it. It's just hard-nosed football. It's a great locker room. It's all those buzzwords you hear at places like Iowa and Utah. But he made it work here at Kansas State. Heading into 2023, they lose some firepower on offense. They lose their do-it-all running back, Deuce Vaughns, and their biggest explosive receiver Malik Knowles, but more attrition on defense. You lose both nose guards, three of the top four in the secondary, and their playmaker, FAU at defensive end. So there's a lot to replace on defense. Their journey back to Dallas looks a little bit tougher than most defending champs.
The thing I like about Coach Klieman and Kansas State is they remain physical. They have athletes, as we know, that are very good in open green grass, but they get physical. They're, at the end of the day, when you boil it down, they are a tough guy football program.
Oh, absolutely. He's done really well with walk-ons, with JUCO transfers. You have to be creative when you're located in Kansas, given the population out there and then just the lack of resources and the 500-mile radius out there. You got to get creative and you got to be great talent identifiers. You got to develop well. You got to retain your talent, and he's doing all of that. And he's creating a destination spot for other Power 5 transfers. I mentioned the two guys that they're losing there with Vaughns and Knowles, the running back and receiver. They plugged those gaps pretty well. They brought in Trayshawn Ward from Florida State, one of their big three running backs, and brought in Iowa's Keegan Johnson, a four-star receiver. So they're supplementing the roster well. And talking to physicality, they bring all five linemen back from last year's championship team and their sixth guy in the rotation. So if you need an angle to pick Kansas State to repeat, it's going to be from that offensive line, and it's going to be from Will Howard, their quarterback.
What's Dana Holgorsen have for the Big 12?
Yeah, so Houston, I really enjoyed digging into. They're one of the four newcomers to the Power 5 landscape, so I really, it's my first year covering them. The story of 2023 Houston, you really got to go back 30 years. I love the history of it. Back in the 90s, the Southwest Conference split up. Four of them were picked off by the Big 12 for that merger with the Big 8. Of course, Texas, Texas Tech, A&M, and Baylor. The other four were thrown into non-AQ land, you know, mid-major land, with SMU was radioactive from the death penalty. Rice just didn't have the budget. Who else? TCU was sent to the Mountain West. And these guys, Houston, were sent to Conference USA. But it's been a long journey. You know, they were turned down by the Big 12 in the mid-2010s in that expansion round. And they basically looked at each other and said, hey, we're just going to build it. You know, the old expression, if you build it, they will come. And they just acted like a Power 5 athletic department without the Power 5 cards. $500 million of investments. They really just built it up, the facilities, the coaching staffs, and they're winning games. So all that to say, 2023 Houston, it's going to be a lot of offensive replacement there at quarterback. You lose Clayton Toon, one of their great four-year starting quarterbacks. Their best receiver's gone. Best running back transferred out to Colorado. So a lot of work to be done over there. It's going to be Donovan Smith, Texas Tech's backup quarterback, taking over full-time. But the last key there is, can the defense bounce back? In 2021, it was one of the best units in the country, and they brought back a lot of talent, and it just collapsed last year. So defense is a major question mark for them.
Interesting coincidence, wink, wink, that Houston gets in the league about the time Texas is leaving the league. Just a little bit of an irony there, everybody, because I don't know that Houston would be in the league right now if Texas wasn't leaving. That just a little political statement there, y'all. Another note. Houston has the Fertitta family, their money, meaning their donations. They are billionaires. B word, everybody. And that is huge. And they love Houston. So when it comes, you were talking about money and investments and facilities and things of that nature. Houston has lots of that when it comes to backing. So that's a place where you can win. And
yeah, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that was the logic back in the 90s for the Big 12 was if they already added Texas and Texas A&M, what else would Houston bring to the table? So they passed on them. And now you fast forward 30 years with A&M and Texas gone, Houston now brings in that whole market. They're the fourth largest city in America, and you're right about the money. I mean, you read quotes, you read interviews. That last push by that family was what put them over the top behind closed doors. So. It's an exciting time for them. Welcome back to the Power 5 level.
Time in Myrtle Beach. Between Houston, here's this question. Between Houston, BYU, and Cincinnati, who makes the bigger impact in the Big 12 this season?
Oof. Well, this season, I think that BYU might be most well equipped, but I got to take this question next week. I know that's a cop out, but with Cincinnati, I've never covered them before. I want to dig in and see what they have coming back. I know it's a coaching transition. I know they had a talent drain to the pros. They sent a ton of guys to the pros. I'm sure they leave behind some good pieces on the roster. So, Tom, give me a week on that. I know that's a cop out answer, but I got to look into Cincy. I know with Houston, though, and with BYU Sataki, I interviewed their head coach, Kalani Sataki. He's guided a conference through this transition before. He was at Utah when they took the step up from Mountain West to the Pac-12 back in 2011. So he's seen this transition. Same with Holgorsen. He was at West Virginia in 2011 when they moved up from the Big East to the Big 12. So two of those head coaches have made this transition before. I'm not sure how much weight that holds, but it's got to be valuable experience.
And the book, go ahead, just in the middle here to plug it. It's not available yet, but they can pre-order, right?
Yeah, so the 2023 order page is live. It's there on pick6previews.com. You can lock in your hard copy edition, your pre-order copy. Those will start shipping out in early July. But the order page is up. Just trying to get a head count for the physical copy. So if you're interested, head on over there. With purchase of the hard copy magazine, you do get the digital option also. So when I go live early July, that PDF is getting emailed to everybody, and then the hard copy people will get their book in about a week after the printing press gets them. So, yeah, thanks for plugging that. It's pick6previews.com for the annual book.
This story that's been festering, lingering for months now, involving Colorado leaving the Pac-12, Colorado, Arizona leaving the Pac-12. There's other stories about the Four Corners, which is Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, any mixture of those teams. The most recent one was Colorado and Arizona. Now, no confirmation on that at all. Speculation. We talked about it, though. Speculation based on merit, though. It's not just drunken speculation. It's possible, and the Pac-12 still does not have a media agreement. We were talking, though, what would be the domino effect if Colorado, Arizona officially left? What would be the residual from that news?
Yeah, that'd be a couple big dominoes. You said Arizona and Colorado, I think. Right away, that puts the Big 12 in solid ground. I mean, they've locked up their future, I think, as a competitive league. They already have, in my opinion. I think there's a lot of value there with the Big 12, with their fan base. There's a lot of passion out there. That'll bring eyeballs eventually. That would really crush the Pac-12 even worse because with Colorado, that's a big part of the map there. And then with Arizona, too, the basketball is big, and Jed Fish is rebuilding the football program pretty well. I think what they'd have to do is pivot aggressively to some of those non-AQ Western teams, which I think they should add a couple anyway. I think Boise State, I know the academics and basketball might not be there, but my gosh, the football program the last 20, 30 years, they deserve a Power 5 spot if some of these other ones do. So I would go with Boise State, maybe San Diego State, get that area. But, yeah, you got to start expanding aggressively and get back to that 12 number because, yeah, you start to lose a lot of value there.
Tom in Myrtle Beach says he'll send you $20 extra if he gets his hard copy before you get it to the Georgia Dog. I don't know if that's enough to bribe you with.
A little bribery there. And next you're going to be paying me to move Georgia above your other teams. So, yeah, we'll see about that. I like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't take any money to move Georgia above the other teams. So they're already there, right? So.
They got two favorites there with, I think, Tom's an Ohio State guy and, of course, Georgia Dog. We'll see. But no,
all right, I'm going to throw a question at you that Josh in Picktown, Ohio, threw at me to start the show. Today in Council Bluffs, Iowa, 2 o'clock, Florida State and Southern Cal.
Yeah, give me Florida State. I really like what they have on both sides of the ball. So, first, from a numbers perspective, you know, I look at numbers, too. Florida State was a stat giant last year. When you look at it, all the metrics, they were right up there. They had the profile of a playoff team statistically. It was Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. But then Florida State is right in the mix. And then with USC, they had the second worst defense in all of Power 5. Of course, the offense was incredible. Yes, the Heisman winner, but very one-sided. And I still have to review USC. I know they brought a lot of transfer talent in on defense to try and fix that, but I trust Florida State more. Give me the Noles out there in Iowa.
And not that this necessarily pertains to what we were talking about when it comes to expansion, but Brett Yormark, the relatively new commissioner of the Big 12, is looking at Connecticut and Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga would be basketball only, obviously, which means they'd only get about half of the yearly payout, maybe $15 million or something. Connecticut would be all sports. And that's something they're looking at from a standpoint of basketball power. Now, let me reiterate. Expansion is all about football. It's all about the might of football. But he does foresee the chance to claim that they're the best basketball league. And adding those two, Connecticut, that's got three national championships in the last X number of years, and also a big-time power in basketball, Gonzaga, with Mark Few, that would be interesting. So they're not just looking at the four corners. They're looking at those teams like UConn and Gonzaga as well. Brett Ciancia is with us. Brett, what leagues do you have left? Is this it, this last group of teams?
Well, yeah, so I have the Big 12 newcomers here with UCF and yeah. Cincinnati and BYU. And then I do hop around. I have a couple title contenders in each league that I have to finish up. So, you know, picture your top two or three from each league, and I'm going to go back through and review those and check. After that, I got to check the transfer portal movement since I first written some teams back in February and March. I mean, Colorado's page, I might as well just throw that in the fire. It's completely different. So, yeah, so we're getting closer. About a month ago, coming down the final stretch here. It's exciting.
This is a horrible question, but what kind of pain in the bleep would it be to have two different magazines depending on expansion?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, man, it's hard enough with the transfer portal and doing 70 teams, and then to throw that on top, it is crazy. So, yeah, we'll see. Next year's book, 2024, is going to look a lot different. You got an expanded playoff, all these different leagues, realignments, and I don't know. It's definitely changing quick, Bill.
Do you do anything in your magazine with name, image, likeness?
No, I don't do any NIL, to be honest. I am a new feature I'm putting in this year. I'm calling it my all-transfer team. So, yep. Of course, you have in the Big Ten, you have your first team all-Big Ten, second team all-Big Ten. I'll have a first team all-Big Ten transfer team just to see the new names coming in at each position. So I think fans will be excited to see that.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. You can fill all positions in all the leagues you cover, right? Which is transfers.
Oh yeah, quarterback all the way through linemen on offense, all 11 on defense, each conference. Because there's so much traffic happening, and I think the average fan they understand their school really well. They know the ins and outs of say in Oklahoma, but on a conference scope or in other leagues, it's just daunting. So I'm gonna have that all there on the page for you at a quick glance and see who's getting the best transfers per conference.
Tell everybody one more time how they can get your magazine, your content.
Yeah, thanks. At Pick Six Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com for the annual season preview magazine. Hard copies are back this year. We have the digital option as well for that, and those are coming early July.
Good stuff, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate Brett Ciancia each and every Wednesday. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Always good. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. So far, so good as far as interstate accidents causing problems. Now, there's already some volume as we start it live here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in from Rutherford County, coming down I-40 right down the Mount Juliet area. Watch for a little bit of radar. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check out their website today at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
With the new hot games from the Tennessee Lottery, cold hard cash is waiting to take your summer fun to the next level. And with sizzling top prizes of up to $500,000, these games could have what you need to make every day fun in the sun.
Oh yeah, this summer is going to be a scorcher. Grab the new hot games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. But careful, they're hot. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King show.
Somebody asked me, this ascension of Tennessee football, is it sustainable? I think it is sustainable. They're recruiting rankings cool. You can get A-plus personnel to Rocky Top, Tennessee. And the state is now way better than it ever was in its past. Producing players.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Graffito top of hour two. Griff a little later. Yeah, I got a text from Griff at about 9:01 yesterday, maybe a minute after the show concluded, and said, Bill, I'm out of the loop. I'm on vacation. I lost track of time. Sorry about that, which is fine. I'm not worried about that. Griff will be with us later today, hour number three. Griff was just down in Sandestin for the SEC meetings, the spring meetings. That was last week, and getting a little R&R right now, but we'll have him back today for the show. Looking forward to that. About 20 minutes into hour number three, talking about states getting cleared for gambling. The state of North Carolina expected to have a done deal any day now to be cleared for gambling. That would kick in in January of 24. Ohio just did it, right? They got cleared, and that was last year, and it started in January of 23 this year. North Carolina is expected, and I don't know the ins and outs there on that state, but it's either happened or it's about to happen. And, again, that would officially kick in 24. I mentioned as well, you're going to hear us, starting tomorrow, you're going to hear us talking about Zen Sports, that Z-E-N Sports, and a new relationship we have here on the show, which is going to be pretty fun. Now, I can just, let me tease it a little bit. This is going to be fun. Now, unfortunately for our audience, which is all over the planet Earth, right, this is just for the state of Tennessee. All these laws are state by state. They're not nationwide. So, yes, it's fantastic for the state of Tennessee, but if you're outside the area, and I'm talking about this app, and your state is not either A, cleared, or Zen Sports isn't in your state, then you can't participate. That's the unfortunate part. The fortunate part is it's a fantastic new relationship for the show. And one of the items they're going to have available is peer-to-peer betting. Now, you're going to say, Bill, what is that? That is where you can go in and bet your buddy and not use the house. Now, I'm not sure. The app gets upgraded, I believe, today. So I don't know exactly how that works. But you can absolutely, you can say, hey, me and a buddy want to bet against each other on a game. $5 on a game or whatever you do, right? You can go peer-to-peer and do that on this app and exclude the house from what I understand. There's a lot of features they've got that are really interesting and different that we're going to be talking about with this new relationship with Zen Sports. And we had a teleconference with them yesterday, Adam and I did. And just going over some of the parameters, some of the items they're going to have, some of the fun things they're going to have. And another item, you know how on some of these various apps, they all have promotions. If you bet $5, we'll give you 150 in bonus points, right? Now, that's not real money initially, right? You all know those deals. You have to win the bet to get the bonus points. Then, with the bonus points you earn, you can bet it then to win actual money. So you have to actually win twice with the bonus points promotion. With Zen Sports, it's going to be actual money that you earn. It's not bonus points. A little bit different. Now, again, I don't know all the parameters and the limits and all that. I do not know that yet. But it's going to be really fun. It's going to be fun. And I guess the only negative is, and I live in Tennessee, so that's a good thing, but it's Tennessee exclusive because, first of all, many states haven't even cleared the ability to have legalized gambling. And then you have to, as a company, apply in that state to have clearance as well. And Zen Sports, first and foremost, has targeted the state of Tennessee. They haven't targeted any other states yet. Now, down the road, I'm sure that's what they want to do. I mean, it would only be the smart thing to do. But as of right now, it's exclusive to the state of Tennessee. I'll talk more about it. I'll give you more info on it as we get started. Actually, officially, they're commercial spots begin Thursday, tomorrow. Officially everything. The relationship officially begins tomorrow on the airwaves, if you will. And they're actually coming into town, and we're going to have a meet and greet on Friday night downtown Nashville at the Corner Pub, which is just a couple of blocks from the Omni. I was talking to Music City Todd about that last night. But looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to it. Very much. 615-844-5600. 0 on the text line if you'd like to check in this morning. On Twitter, at Bill Is King. Topwater Assassin says, so Bill, betting your buddy, I guess you wouldn't have to pay juice. I'm guessing that. Yeah, I'm guessing that. Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina. Bill, why didn't Zinn target the state of Tennessee first? I just think they found it really attractive. I don't really know. Other than the ability to do business and do well. Anyways, we'll take a break. Why did they target this show? I think I know why there. Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A little bit of volume right now out here on 24 westbound. Up through the Hickory Hollow area, you got all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, towards Nashville, down through the Mount Juliet area. We've also watched that build in Wilson County, right on schedule, on 40 going westbound towards Hermitage. A little bit of radar out here in Dixon County this morning down I-40. Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out online today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Music City will be rocking June 23rd through the 25th with a different sound. The sound of NASCAR.
Start your engine!
The Ally 400 is back at Nashville Super Speedway, and this year, it's a night race. NASCAR in Nashville. It's guitars and fast cars under the lights. Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets for the triple header weekend, including the Ally 400, Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Rackley Roofing 200 today.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Okay, let's bring in Butch Spearden, who's the president and CEO of Nashville Visitors Corporation. He joins the show. Butch, how impactful was the Taylor Swift concert for Nashville?
Saturday alone was worth $14.8 million just in hotel spend. One day in the city, just in Davidson County, $14.8 million.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Blake Ruffino coming up top of hour two. Griff a little later, hour three. I know it's not Tuesday, but Griff was not with us yesterday. Rebooked him for today. TJ tomorrow. Looking forward to that. JC Sherbert with us tomorrow as well. And then the usual Friday lineup with Ole Miss Evie, the Angelic Tones, Kevin Hagan, and Brad Powers. That is the guesting for the week. We keep it simple here. Oh, you Georgia fans keep hitting me up. Bill, are you going to ask Wes Johnson, are you going to ask Blake about Wes Johnson? And the answer is yes. We'll get him to I'm getting conflicting opinions on this. One side says, good hire. The guy has earned this right. He's been a major league pitching coach. He's been at places like Arkansas, now LSU. He's got Paul Skeens. And then I've had others say, yeah, Bill, this is typical Georgia, not caring about anything but mainly football and getting by on the cheap. Getting by on the cheap there, Bill. I mean, they were only paying Scott Strickland, now again in that world, something like $650. Give you an example, Tony Vols is making $1.5 million. Now, Tony Vols is worth more than Scott Strickland. I understand that, but so I've had a couple of people tell me that. I have not seen nor do I know what they're going to pay Wes Johnson. I don't know what that is, but now Georgia has the ability to pay whatever. We know that. It's not that they have to be cheap, but I've had conflicting viewpoints that they're just getting by on the cheap here. Took the easy way out, Bill. They really did. Hoptown boy, Bill, did you see this? A story in the New York Post says former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray said that his father warned him to stay away from then Florida Gator player turned killer Aaron Hernandez during a recruiting trip in 08. Murray, a four-star who received an offer from Florida, was starstruck when he saw Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Tim Tebow, also star linebacker Brandon Spikes, and then Hernandez, who was a junior at the time. But Murray's father, Dennis, had a bad feeling. I remember my dad looking at me. He still reminds me to this day of this, saying, I don't know who that kid really is, but if you commit to Florida, I don't think you ought to hang out with him. Murray cited Hernandez's interaction with players and team personnel as a reason why his father said he should stay close to Tebow, stay far away from Hernandez. It was just the way Hernandez was interacting with the coaches and players. Just kind of had that look in his eyes. I remember my dad literally looking at me saying, I'm being dead A-Z-Z serious here, Aaron. If you commit to Florida, I don't think you should get anywhere near that kid. Murray, as we know, did not choose Florida, chose the Bulldogs, had a very good career there, got them to the SEC championship game where they had a chance against Alabama at the end of the game to win, which would have been the 2012 season, right? Yeah, 2012 season. Deep in Alabama territory, end of the game, very little time left, and of course they weren't able to convert, mainly because one team has Nick Saban as the head coach and the other one had a guy that won a bunch of games, Mark Richt. But that came down to coaching acumen at the end of that ball game. You could say, Bill, yeah, but the players have to make plays. True, but let me ask you this. If that would have been Alabama needing to score at the end against Georgia, Nick Saban, Mark Richt, you think Alabama would have scored there? Probably. And I like Mark Richt. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I had a chance. That Georgia team, you know, we're talking about all these current Georgia teams and this one here with the chance to win a third national championship. That team that Mark Richt had, plenty good enough to win a national championship. Plenty good enough. And if they would have won that game, they would have played Notre Dame, and they would have destroyed Notre Dame in that game. And as you know, I'm a Notre Dame aficionado, but facts are facts. The truth sometimes hurts, right? And that would have been a pretty one-sided game for Georgia against Notre Dame. Now, I don't think it would have been as one-sided as the Notre Dame-Alabama game ended up being, which was over in about a millisecond, but it would have been pretty one-sided. Pretty one-sided. Anyways, hour two's coming up. Fast-moving hour number one. We've busted, I think, three grapes. We've got many more. To get a full bottle, it's going to take more grapes. We got to bust a few more grapes here the next 2 hours on the show. Griff with us. Hour number three. Looking forward to Griff this morning. Missed him yesterday. He's back today. No, he's not going to get Mick Cronin. No, that's not happening. Griff is royalty on the show. On the Nashville Hotel.
AM 95.9 FM Brentwood, Nashville. 107.9 FM Smyrna. Nashville's first 24-hour sports station. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Another candidate announcing he's in the Republican race for the White House.